I'm Jay Michaels. Amanda Galbraith is in for Ryan Doyle. How are you, Amanda?
I'm excellent. How are you doing, Jay?
Doing really good. Really looking forward to this next guest, whom you actually know.
Yes, actually. Well, we met earlier today. Andrea Baird, who's the president of the Black Chamber of Commerce, is joining us on the show. And I actually had her on my podcast a little earlier today called Political Traction. And we just talked about kind of the history of black achievement, black businesses in Canada, and what people can do to support black Canadians. And I was frankly so moved by our discussion and so you know, empowered by it all. I thought, you know, what would be an amazing thing was to have her on again today and talk to you about this. So thanks so much for joining us, Andrea.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Jay. Thanks for inviting me back.
Hi. Yeah, and thank you so much for doing this. Listen, before we get started with, you know, protests continuing, what are we in, night 10 in America? Peaceful protests, thankfully, here in Toronto, and protests said to be happening through the weekend. It's a very interesting time. How are you doing? How are you feeling about everything?
I'm not feeling great about very much. Normally, we haven't met, but if we had met, I'm usually an 11 out of 10. I'm great. I'm smiling. I'm bubbly. Life is good. I'm a 4 right now. It's been a terrible day. It's been a terrible week. It's been a terrible time. I just saw some of the protests on TV. The whole notion of protests today and tomorrow make me nervous. Watching the memorial service for George Floyd was disheartening. I am angry. I am upset. I am mad. I am disheartened. It's a terrible time.
As a bit of a follow-up, I think for people, and you know, I heard Jim Richards talking about this today, you know, with various people that were calling into the show. For so many people today, is, you know, what happened with George Floyd, was that like the tipping point where just everything comes into focus now and everybody's sort of rallying behind what's going on?
Absolutely, because we all saw it in broad daylight and can relate. You know, that could be in your husband, that could have been your father, that could have been your brother. You can see yourself in that situation. It was, and I think it is the tipping point. And, you know, I was talking to someone earlier and they were like, oh, are you okay now? No, I'm not okay now. I'm still black and I can still see what's going on. I'm not okay now. Let's hope and pray this is a wake-up call for the entire world and that we can do better as a society and as people and as business owners. So I was also telling someone, I'm the president of the Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce, but we're black people first and we're black business people second. So we're impacted by anything that affects our community and anything that affects us as business people and as business owners.
Andrea, can you talk to me a little bit about what the Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce does and some of the work you've been doing most recently?
Yes. So we are a nonprofit national organization, and our goal, our mission, our mandate, our purpose is to encourage and help and inspire and encourage motivate entrepreneurs in the country. So we want to encourage more black businesses, more black entrepreneurs to create and start and thrive with business ownership across the country. So we're planning to roll out chapters from coast to coast. We've already started in Ontario. We're planning to go to Edmonton and BC and Newfoundland and Nunavut. We want to be able to create a network of black entrepreneurs that can support and encourage and you know, help mobilize the economy. When the black business economy is strong, the Canadian economy is strong. So we operate like a regular chamber of commerce, but we're called a cultural chamber of commerce. So we do advocacy on all three levels, municipal, provincial, and federal. We do networking events because people buy from people they know, like, and trust. We know that a lot of deals are made on the golf course. It's important to network, to get to know each other so we can support each other. And we also do education and training and workshops and masterminds. We think it's important to level up. You want to make sure your digital marketing strategy is on point. You understand what's missing or how to improve your business plan, the lean model, Canvas, anything that we can do to help you be better, learning about procurement and supplier diversity. We want to help you do all of that. So that's what we do.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of black business in Canada. Viola Davis Desmond ran her own beauty parlor. Violet King, the first black female lawyer. Flow 93.5, the first black-owned radio station. I remember when they launched. Can you tell people listening a little bit about the legacy of black business in Canada? Is it getting any easier than it was sort of back in the day?
You know, I kind of wonder that myself. Depending on the day, I have a different answer about that. I remember that, you know, we come from a long line of great entrepreneurs in this country. As you mentioned, Viola Davis, Fitzroy Gordon, Denham Jolly, you know, and I say the first black entrepreneur was Matthew DaCosta. He was the very first black person to step foot onto Canadian soil, and he was an interpreter. He was interpreting between the Europeans and the natives. We are creative and innovative and have been in every sector and almost every industry. So now I think back then, you know, we had lots of entrepreneurs back then. Then somehow things kind of took a dip, but now I think we're on a resurgence. We're in every industry, technology, healthcare, manufacturing, financial services. We're everywhere, and we want to increase and mobilize and encourage everyone to just, you know, start a business.
This is a bit of a follow-up. Now, when it comes to, you know, what's going on right now within, you know, not only the black community in Toronto, but, you know, around the country, all over America, and really the world, is what's happening right now make the job of the Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce, does it make it easier or does it make it harder to promote black business?
I think it's easier to promote black business now because I feel like people are looking for us. So I remember I was telling Amanda earlier that we're really, really busy now. Our phones are ringing off the hook. We're getting countless amount of emails. People are, if you're a black business owner, the pandemic started it. You wanted some help. We're helping you navigate the system, helping you find funding, helping you keep your doors open. So we're about business continuity and recovery. And then now with what's happening, you know, around the world, we feel like there are more allies. Allies have come out of the woodwork. It's a very popular word this week. They want to know who you are, how we help. We've heard about you. We've come to some of your events. So-and-so told me about you. How can we help support you? So I honestly think now it's easier. There's a spotlight, or people are being more intentional and involving black businesses in the conversation. They're looking for a way to help and to support.
So, Andrea, to that end, as people are reaching out, I know people are talking about being allies and listening, but what can our listeners do to support black businesses and to support you?
Well, most people know that Tuesday was Blackout Tuesday. So that's when a lot of companies and organizations were intentional in, you know, shutting down the social media and just putting a black square or black image to get the word out or to show solidarity. What we need, what we would love at the Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce is to support our members. Fantastic members, fantastic businesses from coast to coast across the country. You reach out to us. Our website is www.blackchamber.ca, or just send us an email. You need to be connected to a business owner in whatever industry. If you just send us an email at info@blackchamber.ca. I would also, you know, tell everyone we're your consumers, so we shop with you, so we want you to shop with us. We're your consumers, we're also your suppliers. So if you are, when you're making your next decision on who should be your supplier or who should be your vendor, make sure that your suppliers and your vendors reflect the type of people that you're shopping with. If I'm a black woman and I'm your consumer, then I hope you have a black female business as a potential vendor that can vie for your business. That's all we ask.
It's funny when you say it, Andrea. It sounds so logical, right? It's like, obviously, that's exactly what would happen. That's exactly how it's done. It's funny how much it's not. Before we let you go, I would just love for you to take a moment, because something you said off the top really stuck with me. You know, you watch what's going on in Toronto today and into tomorrow, and you're a little bit nervous. We know protests traditionally are attended by people, you know, from their teens into their mid-20s. Obviously, there's older people that are there, too, but we're talking about our young community. If you had advice for anybody that's protesting this weekend, what might that be?
Let's see. Advice for anybody protesting. I would say be safe, but be strong. Make sure you get your message across. Be respectful, but make sure you get your message across. So we did our part. We were down there earlier handing out masks. We want to make sure that people are safe. Some of our members design masks. Just be safe. Get your message across. and be safe.
Amanda, if people want to hear more of the conversation that you two had earlier, when's that going to be available as a podcast?
That should be up by tomorrow morning. So if you just search Political Traction on where you find your podcast, Spotify or iTunes, the longer chat with Andrew will be there. And also you can check out the Navigator website as well. I'll be posted.
Andrea, it was great to talk to you.
You too, Jay. Thanks, Amanda. You guys take care.
Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you. And stay safe. Let's take a second or two to talk about Andrea. I love that. I love that she's looking to have branches straight across the country. You know, she mentioned in Edmonton and Winnipeg and Calgary, and I think it's a great idea. And I think it's really interesting, just the history. You know, and it's funny. And I said this to Andrea a moment ago, and I'll say it again to you. So many of the things that she's saying, you know, that obviously you'd have a black person within this organization to speak to a black clientele who you're marketing to. You would think that would almost be like a dumb moment. Of course, that's what you'd have, but obviously that's not the case.
Yeah, no, she actually, it was really, I really enjoyed our conversation. And we went on for about a half an hour, and I'd encourage you all if I'll tweet out the podcast a little later. But yeah, she's a bad bee, as I would say. She's a really cool lady. She even told me something which I thought was amazing, is the saying, the real McCoy. It's a Canadian black inventor. So he had a bunch of patents, and that's the origin of that. So there's a lot of, I think, really amazing things about black history in Canada that we don't know about. And I think having those conversations is super helpful, and learning about, you know, black businesses and how to engage in a thoughtful way. It's all fine to post an Instagram post, but, you know, to me, mm-hmm. I think it's got to get beyond that.
Yeah, that's interesting, you know, because we were part of Blackout Tuesday, and I remember when I was participating and I put up the essentially the black square on my social media. I remember thinking to myself, you know, it feels like almost an empty gesture because I'm not mm-hmm. doing a ton besides this. And, you know, so I took it upon myself to read a bit more and try and educate myself a little bit more. But it very quickly became easy to see it as just sort of a FOMO moment for a lot of people. It's like, oh, everybody's got a black square up in the side of their Instagram. Everybody's got a black square up on their Twitter. So I just have to do it too. So hopefully what we're hoping is that people did take that opportunity where you were in sort of a social media no-go zone that day to take the time that you would have taken towards doing that and towards educating yourself. And one of the things that we also noticed today that was very interesting is the new signage on the road in Washington on Black Lives Matter Boulevard. And just so you know, that's not a temporary road marking. That's not going anywhere for a very long time. That's city crews with city paint. And I forget the dimensions, but are they 15... 30 yeah. foot letters?
Yeah, they're 30 foot. I believe it's 30 foot letters. So this is in Washington, D.C., in the road leading up to 16th Street, at least to the White House.
Yeah.
So the mayor of D.C. has actually painted this in huge, bright yellow Black Lives Matter right across the boulevard. And if you've been following the news, she's taken quite a few shots at President Trump recently to get him to sort of back off, get the military out of the Capitol. But this is a very visible one that is quite impressive.